Ready?
I'm ready.
Good morning. It's time to come to order for Portland City Council meeting of June 28th, 2017. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Fritz? Fish?
Here.
Wheeler? Udaly?
Here. All right, before we begin, I'm going to read the conduct rules. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I'm going to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everyone feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subjects they wish to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people may sign up for public testimony on the first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. And if you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light will come on up at the desk here. And when your time is done, the red light will come on and you will hear a series of beeps. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, will not be allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I will issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who is disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If you'd like to show your support for something, please hold your applause and give us a thumbs up or twinkle fingers. And if you want to express that you do not support something, you can give us a thumbs down. Thank you, and let's get started with council communication.